They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam. The pious women of Islam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel We welcome you once again in our series, in our episode, The Pious Women of Islam. Today, we brought a new episode for you, a new topic, a new individual. Which individual will we be discussing today? Which personality that is? It is such a personality who is very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has been blessed with a lot of virtues and blessings by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is this individual, who is this personality. This personality is that who blessed the mankind with that personality who is the best of the mankind. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, she is that woman whom the entire universe is indebted to, and we never can pay the favors that she has done upon us. Yes, you've judged right. She is none other than the mother of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Before listening to her traits and her events, let's first of all listen to an excellence of Durood Sharif, sending peace and salutations. It has been stated in a hadith mubarakah that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one who recites Durood upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah, in the paradise. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that individual, that mother, who blessed the mankind with such a son who came as the prophet of the mankind, who came as the mercy to all the worlds, who is known as our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Normally in Islam, a normal mother, an ordinary mother, she has immense rights. But what would be the state of this mother for the sake of whose son all these rights have been given, all these virtues have been given to all the mothers of the universe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed blessed Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha with numerous uncountable blessings and virtues. Her name was Amina, and she was an extremely pious and honest woman. She was unique in her beauty. The beauty and elegance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with, she was matchless in that. She was very chaste, and she was a woman of dignity and honor. Her name Amina, what does Amina mean? Amina means the one with honesty, the one who has honesty, amanat, Amina. So from here the name is derived, which means the one with honesty. Her father's name is Wahab. She belonged to the tribe of Banu Zuhra. And her husband, the father of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he belonged to the tribe of Banu Hashim. Both these tribes come from the tribe of Quraysh. So both these tribes are the sub-branches of the tribe of Quraysh. And Banu Hashim is the best of the tribes. Why? Because Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam comes from this tribe. Now, after getting married, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away very soon after. According to one opinion, they spent only few weeks together. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, both of them only spent few weeks together. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to a business trip to Syria. Just after few weeks of the marriage, Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes to a business trip to Syria. On the way back, as he was coming back from Syria, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu fell ill. And he thought that he will settle in Yathrib, the Madinatul Munawwara. At that time it was called Yathrib. So he thought that he will settle in Yathrib for a little while, and after he recovers, then he will continue his journey towards Makkatul Mukarramah. Now what we need to understand, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that when in those days, when people used to travel from Makkah to Syria, they used to go through Madinatul Munawwara, and at that time obviously it was called Yathrib. So Yathrib came in between Makkatul Mukarramah and Syria. So as Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was coming back from Syria, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu fell ill. And as he reached the place called Yathrib, now Madinatul Munawwara, he thought that he let him settle over here until he recovers, so he can continue the journey to Makkatul Mukarramah. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stayed in Yathrib at that time. And at that time, Yathrib, it meant the home of diseases. It was for the sadaqah, for the sake of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that when he alayhi salatu wasalam migrated to the same place, it became Madinatul Munawwarah, the enlightened city. And now it is forbidden for us to call Madinatul Munawwarah Yathrib, because Yathrib, it means, it refers to the home of diseases. And now it is forbidden because now it has become Al-Madinatul Munawwarah, because of the sadaqah, of the footsteps of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the homes of diseases turned into Madinatul Munawwarah, the city of Noor, city of light. So at that time, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stayed over there with the intention of attaining some cure before he could continue his journey towards Makkatul Mukarramah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed something else. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, instead of recovering, his health worsened. And with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away over there. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu passed away over there, and ultimately, consequently, he could not return back to Makkatul Mukarramah. Zadahallahu sharafan wa takreema. Now, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born after the apparent demise of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu from this dunya, from this world. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born as an orphan. Inshallah azawajal, we will touch a little while later on the some events that took place at the birth of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, in those days a custom was that young children were sent to the villages. Why? Because first of all, the atmosphere over there would be pleasant, it would be fresh. And secondly, the language of the people would be very eloquent. It would be the pure language. So for these two reasons mainly, people would send their young children to the village. So when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she came and she took Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with her to Taif, where she looked after him. And the purpose obviously was so he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam attains the eloquency of the language. So it is a completely different topic, the events that took place when Hazrat Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha came to take away Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the other events that took place during the period that she looked after Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But at the age of 2, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Halima Sa'diya radiyallahu ta'ala anha brought Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam back to Hazrat Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha with the purpose of obviously showing the mother how the son was doing. But she had fallen so much in love with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that she took away Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam again with her. And at the age of 4, when the event of Shaqi Sadr took place, that's when she radiallahu ta'ala anha brought back Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and gave him to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha has a lot of honor and dignity as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the privilege, the honor of being the mother of a prophet. Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a mother of prophet. If we look at it from the dignity and honor of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, then we come to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha with a lot of dignities and honors as well. Because she was also a mother of Prophet Hazrat Sayyiduna Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam. And she became pregnant with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam due to Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam performing dam on her, blowing on her. So she radiallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to Hazrat Sayyiduna Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu salam. So she has immense excellences and attributes just because of being a mother of a prophet. However, the son whose mother Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha became is the most exalted and elevated in rank among all the creations. He is even master of all the prophets. Remember, the affiliation that an ummati has with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, all prophets have the same affiliation and association with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So if the dignity and honor of Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha was raised so much just because she was the mother of a prophet, mother of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then imagine the dignity, the honor, the majesty, the rank that Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha has attained after being the mother of that prophet who is also the aqa, the master of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. If Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha attained a dignified rank because of being a mother of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, then imagine the rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha with after she became the mother of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is also the master of Hazrat Sayyidina Isa ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. And over here, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states a very beautiful point. He says that if someone looks at his parents 1,000 times a day with the sight of love, with the sight of mercy, then according to a blessed hadith, he attains the reward of 1,000 accepted hajj. Remember that this is the state of love of one's own parents. This is the state of love with one's own parents whom gave us birth, then how much would be the reward of having love and affection for the mother and father who gave birth to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi continues to say that she is that mother that all mothers of this world are sacrificed upon her blessed feet. May hundreds of our lives be sacrificed upon her. Ameen. This is a tribute that Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is paying to the best of the mothers, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, in his own words. Now, what was the religion of the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Let's cleanse our beliefs in terms of the religion of the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and develop more love for them in our hearts. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman states in Fatawa Rizaviya Sharif, Volume 14, that the authentic opinion is that the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, were from those who followed Tawheed, and had attained salvation. In fact, all the great grandparents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from both sides of his parents all the way up to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Amma Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha are from those who believed in Tawheed and Islam. So all the ancestors, the great grandparents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, from the side of his mother and from the side of his father, meaning from the side of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, and from the side of Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the way up to Hazrat Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and all the way up to Hazrat Amma Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha, they were all on the deen of Islam, and they all believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this relation, listen to a beautiful hadith and enlighten your hearts with the love of the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida radiyallahu ta'ala anha states that when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam left with his companions alayhi wa ridwan at the occasion of Hajjatul Wida, then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed by the valley of Hujun. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam passed by it, he alayhi salatu wasalam started crying out of grief and sorrow. Seeing Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha also started crying as well. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came down off his camel and said, O Humaira, Humaira is another name of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that O Humaira, stay here. So Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha states that I sat against the camel. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stayed away from me for quite some time. Then when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came back, he was smiling. I humbly inquired that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. You left me in a state of sorrow and distress, but when you have returned back, you are happy and excited. What is the reason behind this? Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated that I passed by the grave of my mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, and supplicated to Allah Almighty to resurrect her again, to bring her back to life. Upon my supplication, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected her, brought her back to life, and she, i.e. my mother, brought faith upon me. And then Allah Almighty returned her back in the same previous state. It is narrated in Mirat, Volume 2, that this incident of the grave took place after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and there were 1,000 companions with Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam on this occasion. The question arises that why did Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam cry? What was the reason that he alayhi salatu wasalam wept? Why did he alayhi salatu wasalam shed tears? In this relation, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala again states in Mirat volume 2 that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasalam wept due to the separation of his mother. Due to the firaq, the separation of his mother, saying that if she radiallahu ta'ala anha was alive today, i.e. if my mother was alive today, then she would attain tranquility by looking at my dignity and honor today. I.e., she is my mother. She would receive tranquility after looking the dignity and honor her son has attained. The companions, alayhim ridwan, they also started to cry upon the crying of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and upon remembering the mother of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he further states that if Allah Almighty gives me the privilege of visiting the shrine of Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now Mufti Sahib, he is expressing his own sentiments, his own feelings, he is paying tribute to Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha in his own words. He is saying that if Allah Almighty gives me the privilege of visiting the blessed grave of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, then I would use the soil of her grave as a coal, as a surma of my eyes, because she is the mother of my beloved Prophet and Master, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. She has favors over the entire universe. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, there might be another question bothering us. There might be another question which arises in our minds, that why did the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam resurrect again? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the mother of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam back to life again? Then remember that everyone loves his parents. This is a natural fact, that everyone has the tendency to love his parents. If that is so, then how would it be possible that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wouldn't love his parents? And loving the parents, treating the parents nicely, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when everyone has this tendency of loving their parents, then how come Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would not have the same tendency of loving his parents, of loving his mother? That's why Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam supplicated in the court of Allah Almighty to resurrect his parents, which Allah Almighty accepted and resurrected them. Then both the parents, meaning Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, both of them brought faith upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and were included in the ummah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and then went back into their shrines. So being an ummati of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam itself is one of the biggest honors and privileges. So the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, they were also blessed with this privilege, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them back to life. Both of them brought faith upon their beloved son Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and then after they were included in the ummah of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned them back in their previous state, and both these personalities radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma went back to their blessed shrines. Why our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was in the blessed womb of his mother Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, his father Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had already passed away. When he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was 6 years old, his mother Hazrat Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha also passed away. So the father passed away before the birth of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the mother passed away when he alayhi salatu wasalam was 6 years old. And Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam declared his prophethood, his nabuwah, at the apparent age of 40 years old. No one should believe that both the parents, ma'adallah, passed away in the state of disbelief. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made them recite the kalima and saved them from the punishment of the grave. This is not right. In fact, they never worshipped any idol, i.e. the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they never worshipped any idol throughout their lives, but rather they believed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made them rise again from the dead and recite them kalima just to include them in his ummah. Not only this, the mother of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiyallahu ta'ala anha, also attained the rank of becoming a sahabiyah, a female companion, and the father of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also attained the blessing, the rank of becoming a sahabi of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Because they brought faith upon Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they were brought back to life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they met the conditions of becoming a sahabi as well. So Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam blessed his parents with the privilege of being the ummati of his and also being sahabi and sahabiya of his. So his parents also attained the attributes, also attained the blessings of being the ummati as well as the companions. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further elaborates on this point beautifully. He states in Ruh al-Bayan that Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam remained in the stomach of a fish for 3 days or 7 days or 40 days. Therefore, that fish in which Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam remained, that fish will enter paradise. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, just ponder over this fact that if the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, stayed in the stomach of a fish for a few days and that fish would enter paradise. So how is it possible that Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha passes away in the state of disbelief and is tormented in the grave, whereas the master of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in fact the master of the old prophets alayhi wasalam, holy prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, remained in her womb for several months. If the fish attains the rank of being entered into paradise just because Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in the stomach of fish for few days, then how can the mother of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam be tormented in the grave when she kept Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in her womb for several months? Not only that, she kept that Prophet in her womb who is also Aqa and master of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, because of whose blessings the fish is going to go into paradise. Then how can Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha be deprived of this blessing? How can she be tormented in the grave when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is staying in her womb for several months? If Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam can help entering a fish into Jannah, then how can Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha be deprived of this blessing? Because Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has more rights, has more powers than Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. He, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has more attributes, has more qualities, has more rank, has more dignity, has more honor than Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Then if a fish can be benefited from Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, then how come Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha would not benefit from the presence of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in her womb? We need to understand this fact, very important. And also my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, remember that all ancestors of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam were righteous. All of them believed in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states in Tafsir Naimi that no mother of any prophet has ever been disbeliever, let alone Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. No mother of any prophet in the history has been a disbeliever. Then how is it possible for the mother of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam to be a disbeliever? If these personalities were disbelievers, then their names would not have been Abdullah and Amina. This is another point we need to realize, that if the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were ma'adallah disbelievers, then their names would not have been Abdullah and Amina. Abdullah means the slave, the servant of Allah Almighty, and Amina means the one who is honest with what is given to her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if by any chance, ma'azallah, they were to be disbelievers, then their names wouldn't have been Abdullah and Amina. So we need to realize this very important factor, that the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were those who believed in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then later, they were brought back to life. Then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not only included them into his ummah, but also blessed them with the rank of companionship. So both of these individuals also became the companions of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was about to be born in the month of Rabiul Awwal, what happened on the first night of the month of Rabiul Awwal, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha was blessed with a strange ecstasy, a strange kind of excitement. On the second night, she radiallahu ta'ala anha received the glad tidings of obtaining what she wanted. On the third night, she was told that such a personality is in your womb who will praise me and pay gratitude towards me, i.e. towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the fourth night, she heard the tasbih of the angels who were announcing the advent, the arrival of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. On the fifth night, she radiallahu ta'ala anha saw Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam in her dream, who was giving her the glad tidings of the Prophet possessing nur and esteemed elevations. On the sixth night, for the sake of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, she received such an eternal and everlasting happiness and peace that after this, neither did she ever fall weak nor did she feel tiredness. On the seventh night, Allah Almighty spread the nur of His pleasure and it spread everywhere. On the eighth night, due to the time of the blessed birth approaching, the angels roamed around the blessed house. On the ninth night, the blessings and privileges started befalling upon Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. On the tenth night, her tiredness and pain was completely removed. And the night when Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born, the whole house turned into nur. The whole house turned into illumination. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated in Khasa'isul Kubra that Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha states that I saw a nur emanating from the blessed head of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and it reached the skies. She said that I saw that three flags were hoisted, one in the east, one in the west, and one on the roof of Kaaba. And Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was born. My dear son, brothers, and the viewers of Madani channel, today we've covered briefly the biography of Hazrat Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to some extent. The blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha is at the place called Abwah, which is a village situated approximately 80 miles away from Madinatul Munawwara, Zadahallahu Sharafam wa Ta'zima. And this village comes in between Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. May our lives, may our mothers, may hundreds of our lives be sacrificed upon the blessed feet of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, who blessed us with such a son, who became our guide, who became our intercessor, who became the prophet of the mankind, who became the mercy of all of the worlds. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest of mercies and blessings upon the shrine of the parents of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, and forgive us all without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
They stand as a role model for Muslim women. They stand as a role model for Muslim women to follow and seek guidance from. To follow and seek guidance from the pious women of Islam, the pious women of Islam.